SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Former President Donald Trump stumping yesterday in Michigan, one day after a New York judge ordered him to pay $355 million in fines after ruling he had manipulated his net worth in financial statements. Mr. Trump expressing confidence the ruling, though, will be reversed.
The Democrat club-controlled judge in Gorin has already been reversed four times on this case alone. It's a record, never happened before. Every time we went up, he got reversed, and hopefully the whole thing is going to be thrown out in reverse. And if justice is anything in New York State, we'll win, because New York State's in a lot of problems.
He also says the legal cases against him are part of an organized effort to halt his candidacy as an opponent to President Biden. Also, at SRNnews.com, nearly $1 billion in grant money headed to airports all across the nation for updates and expansion.
The $970 million in grants will go to 114 airports nationwide as part of efforts to refurbish and expand aging infrastructure. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the largest sum, $50 million, will go to Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Florida. O'Hare International Airport in Chicago will get $40 million, and airports in Phoenix, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and San Francisco will each receive more than $30 million. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Learning more now about that situation in Minnesota this morning. A suspect has died in that shooting that also claimed the lives of two police officers and a first responder, a medic. Police say negotiations with that suspect had gone on for more than 4 hours. It is known seven children were inside that home. Not immediately clear if any were hurt. This is SRN News. Well, California college students are gender confused.
There's been an unprecedented spike in the number of undergraduates who identify as transgender or non-binary in the University of California system. The percentage of students who don't seem to know what sex they are has tripled over the past 4 years across the system. UC Berkeley's percentage has soared 900%. There are 10 major campuses in the University of California community, serving about 300,000 young people each year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government in Nicaragua declaring all-out war on the Catholic Church. 19 priests kicked out of the country last year. There were dozens of incidents of harassment and church desecrations as well. And Protestants are also being targeted in that country. Exiles say 2024 will probably be even worse. This is SRN News. New Mexico preparing for a rainy day. Here's John Scott.
The state is looking to set aside billions of dollars to sustain government spending in the future in case an oil production bonanza fades in the transition to cleaner sources of energy. The Senate approving a $10.2 billion annual spending plan that also creates new endowments and trusts designed to support critical programs in the future. The 3110 Senate vote sends the bill back to the House for concurrence on amendments. The Democratic-led legislature has until noon on Thursday to send a budget bill to Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham for consideration. John Scott reporting.
As he closes in on the GOP nomination, former President Donald Trump making a very unusual stop. Saturday in Philadelphia, he hawked the new Trump brand sneakers at SneakerCon, a gathering that bills itself as the greatest sneaker show on earth. More details at SRNnews.com.